so you can trust when I can give individual presentations later, but use Plugin to come back up here like that. And then you hit function F8, it says CRT LCD.
Okay.
So function F8, and it takes a little bit. You'll see that the screen will flick like that, and then you'll blink up. And there you go.
Ooh.
Is that okay? On the phone? Or?
I don't know
where to put it. Cause
I think it would be better actually here, sort of.
Okay. Can you?
Is that alright?
Yeah, there would be good.
Okay.
Okay.
It's coming off. It's fiddly.
That's this.
We saved it in there.
Oh, okay. Right.
Are we free to take notes?
Yeah, you can take notes whenever you want. Yeah.
Okay.
Just hang on a second, everybody. I haven't actually looked at this yet.
Very nice.
I haven't looked at it, but let's just start it off, hey, and we'll see what happens. If you're all ready. Okay, here's the agenda. Opening, acquaintance. Tool training, project plan, discussion, and then closing. Project aim is a new remote control. It's original, trendy, and it's user-friendly. Project method, functional design, individual work, and then a meeting. Conceptual design, individual work, and a meeting. Detailed design, individual work, and a meeting. Tool training. Try out the whiteboard. Every participant should draw their favourite animal and sum up their favourite characteristics of that animal.
Okay.
Miss Industrial Designer, would you like to go first?
So are we supposed to bring the little things for the...
Yeah, well, let me just, I think, just click on it. Do you have a belt?
Clip them back to you.
Or put them in your pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So my favourite animal. Okay.
Is it rude?
It's an elephant.
That's a very good elephant.
The back end of an elephant.
Oh my gosh. I've never got to be able to draw that well.
Okay, and do you want to write up on there? It says you've got to sum up your favourite characteristics of that animal.
Okay, it's big. Great memory.
Is it?
It's supposed to have a great memory. You say an elephant never forgets.
Mm.
And I don't know why, but it looks like nice. To me.
Okay. Wonderful. Well done. Do you want to use the wipe, the
okay.
wiper and wipe it off?
And Mr. Aesthetics Designer, do you want to go next?
Yep. Okay, my favorite animal. Let's see. I don't know if any of you have seen Napoleon Dynamite before. It's a lager.
What?
A combination of a lion and tiger.
All right.
Have you not seen Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
Oh, it's a hilarious movie. You have to see it. And its best characteristic is that it's pretty much the awesomest animal. But you have to see the movie to fully appreciate it.
Okay, well done.
Me?
Yeah. Miss Marketing.
Okay.
Work. There you go.
Well, I'll try my best to draw. Can I just draw the face?
Yeah, I think you can just draw the face, but then you'll have to describe in writing how the rest of it looks.
It's a cat.
That's a very pretty cat.
Which also has, what, a big fat body and feet and a long tail.
Okay, so do you want to do some... do you want to just write some words about it?
Why? Because cuddly, and usually cats are very friendly, usually. And they're healing as well. They heal, and they can feel when a human's
got
problems. So
they're kind of spiritual.
So that's why I like cats.
Well done.
There we are. It's me.
Okay. I don't actually have a favourite animal, but for the meeting, I'll draw a little. I honestly can't draw for toffee.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, no. It's just, this is...
A prairie dog?
No.
A squirrel?
That's exactly what it is. Not a very good one.
Not bad, I would
say. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, well, you got it. It's a... girl, and I like them because they're cute and stupid.
Very good. Aww.
All right.
Right. Okay. So I guess that was the test to see if this equipment was all working. Move on to the next page. Okay, project finance. Setting price €25. Profit aim €50 million.
Like it rained internationally. Sold.
Yeah. Production costs. Alright. It's gotta be.
Alright.
Can't cost any more than $12.50 to make. We've got a film's experience with remote control. So I talk about who
Who's used what? Any ideas? Stuff like that. Next meeting starts in 30 minutes. At 11:45.
So I think before we close, we're expected, I mean the last slide wanted us to maybe discuss longer what our ideas were. I mean, if you want to go back to the last slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think before we close the meeting, we're supposed to come up with some ideas for.
Oh, so we're actually supposed to be doing this discussion like right now, are we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought this was just giving us instructions for them to do next.
Yeah, I think this is just the preliminary, get some rough ideas for what our experiences with remote controls have been and what we would. Roughly what we would incorporate into a new one, maybe.
Okay. All right, who's got experiences with remote controls then? Pretty much everybody.
Yeah, I think we've all got it.
Is this a TV one we're supposed to make?
Yeah. Yeah, it's TV remote control.
Okay.
Okay.
A new remote control for TV. What would I like?
Do you want it big? Do you want it small?
Medium.
Are we going for like telephones are going, little teeny tiny things, or are we going for something that's big and?
It seems like there's sort of a tension between two ideas. I mean, you want one remote that maybe can work all of the functions of TV, and if you have whatever associated with the TV, that DVD player or something like that. But like at the same time, you don't want a really busy remote with 1,000 buttons on it or something.
Maybe, yeah. Now, that's the other thing, is it's got to be cheap.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I was thinking something that's got different, like maybe an LCD display on it that's got different pages for different devices. But that would probably be quite expensive.
But how do we know how much... how much do we have per? How much?
$12.50.
It can't be more than $12.50 per unit.
Per unit, yeah.
Cost.
So do we have to be realistic within the budget, or?
Well, at the moment, what we're doing at the moment is just saying what we'd like, and then after we found out what we can like, some different ideas, we can then go and do the research to find out if any of these ideas are feasible or not. So it would be nice to have something that controls lots of different things.
Yeah.
Couldn't we have, like, one that comes out? Like, so you have one in, like...
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be really thick. I mean, remote controls can be thin bits. And then you have one for your DVD and you sort of slide it out. And then you have another one and you slide it out. So you have slides. And then it all comes compact.
Okay, that's right.
Into one. So it's not, you're actually just putting three or four different remotes together, but making them thinner and into one, basically.
That's an idea.
Yeah.
So you just flip them out.
Okay.
Well, have one very complicated one on one side with all the DVD and VCR access and stuff. And then on the other side, a remote control that would be very, very simple with just the channel program plus and minus, and then just the mute button, for example. Like, keep it really, really simple on one side, and the other side be very complicated.
One side for kids, one side for adults.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Or grandma as well, you know. It's like, where's
I'm
the
not
mute
sure
button?
If it's a good idea to have a two-sided remote, though, because it would be very hard to use in the way that you.
No, but you would slide it into something on the back would hold, like, you wouldn't be able to press the buttons.
Oh, okay.
Or something like a flip telephone, something like that, maybe.
Okay.
That would be cool. I was thinking
flip it open and you've got all the buttons, or you flip it closed and you've just got the basic buttons on the outside, maybe. Mm. We've got 5 minutes left.
Start breaking off.
Okay.
Well, we've got a few ideas there.
Yeah, we should. I guess by the end of this meeting, we should have at least a rough conceptual. I mean, what was stage one was technical functions design, what effect the apparatus should have. Okay. So I mean, we still have time in our next meeting to come up with the actual concept for the user interface. But the functions that we're sure that we want are that it can control the TV, but also devices connected to the TV. I mean,
yeah.
Be able to operate DVD players, things like that.
I think we should also have a backup plan of, because I just think that it might be expensive to make something that, I mean, we haven't been told it has to be something that will control everything.
Yeah.
We should have a backup plan of just a really good television remote control that is just for a TV, but it's just a really good, nice one.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, bearing in mind, we had to have something that's cheap to make.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we should just concentrate on having a good TV remote and have it be...
I think we'll be able to come up with ideas and stuff a lot quicker.
Have it be like ergonomic, so it's comfortable to use, simple to use, and looks decent.
What'll make it interesting for people to buy, though?
Something that's for disabled people or some people that don't see very well, or big buttons for touchy buttons. For
sort of find a niche for our remote, like market it to a certain kind of people.
Or just one that looks really fucking cool.
I think you're
really
right.
Light or I don't know, something special.
Yeah, rather than focus on.
Otherwise, we'd be here all day talking about this, let's do that. And I think we should.
Because at the end of the day, if it says just TV remote, it doesn't say combination with all
the. I mean, obviously, everyone, it sounds like we're all a bit sort of gadget heads and we like things that do everything in once. But,
remotes spinning out from other remotes.
Yeah.
Having little nested remotes inside.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, I'd like one that makes tea as well, but that's not going to happen.
I think a flip-up thing, because you always have this problem of, like, if it's on this... Well, I did anyway. Like, we had 5 or 6 remotes, and they'd be lying on the couch, and you'd come and sit down, and, oh, the television switched on, or something. So maybe something that, like, does have a lid or closes so you don't accidentally press a button or
okay, like
record
a lock,
button
like
for
a
something.
Lock function on it like you have on your telephone.
Yeah. But make it like really snazzy and cool that people would want it, so make it
Yeah, it's gotta be sellable.
Yeah, that's true what you were saying. I mean, it doesn't have to have a flip function, it can just have a lock function so that it's not usable when you don't want it to be usable.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even for kids as well, it's safer for them, I guess, like they don't flick onto channels they're not allowed to flick onto.
No porn channel for children. Okay. All right, so we've got some ideas.
I guess that's...
Let's move on.
Pretty good for now.
Mm.
Oops, let's close that. Next movie, okay.
What does ID, VID, and ME stand for?
Industrial designer.
Okay.
Which is...
Well, these are kind of specific.
And our
marketing.
Yeah, there you go. So that's user interface designer. That's
me.
That's
okay.
That's you. So you're gonna. There you go. You're gonna be the one that's working out what buttons we need.
Right.
Industrial designer. You're the one that you're gonna be working out what kind of box it goes in, I guess. Whether it's what goes into the box somehow.
How it works.
And marketing.
User requirement specifications. So what the user requires.
Yeah.
Do you think our two kind of overlap?
Right, okay, yeah.
Because
it does seem like
our
responsibilities have...
You two are going to be working together. You're the one that's got to go and find out, do the research, see what people want in a remote, what buttons are used more often and stuff like that. Oh, we've been warned to finish the meeting now. Okay. Okay, everyone, well done. Good meeting.
All right, see you in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So, do we take these off?
I don't